Good evening, everyone. Thank you for participating in tonight's tele rally with special guest, President Donald J. Trump and candidate for United States Senate in Connecticut, Leora Levy. My name is Lindy, and I'll be your moderator this evening. At the conclusion of President Trump's remarks, we'll be asking a special poll question, so please stay on the line. It is now my pleasure to introduce Leora Levy.
Good evening, everyone. You know, to have been endorsed by President Trump is such an honor, and I am blessed to share this special recognition with all Connecticut voters. President Trump knows just how high the stakes are here in Connecticut. Before he endorsed me, he asked whether I will do what it takes to beat Dick Blumenthal, and I promised to fight Blumenthal with everything I have to help us secure a Republican majority in November of 22, going into the new Congress of 2023. My entire life has been about fighting against the odds, and you know, Babe Ruth said it best. It's hard to beat somebody who won't quit, and I promise you, I will never quit. I escaped communist Cuba as a young child. I grew up as a Jewish Hispanic woman during the Jim Crow era in the South, and I was one of the first female international commodity traders on Wall Street. I am living an American dream, and I want that for everybody in Connecticut. Now I am running to be the reliable 51st Republican vote in the U.S. Senate. I will fight for an America First agenda as our senator. Career politicians like Joe Biden and Dick Blumenthal are failing the American people and crushing those dreams in pursuit of their radical socialist policies. Americans were so much better off under President Trump's administration. With 9.1% inflation, an attack on America's energy independence, an invasion at our border, lawlessness running rampant, and parents labeled as domestic terrorists and critical race theory being taught in our classrooms. The American people are fed up. Donald Trump endorsed me because he knows I will go to Washington and put America first. We have a great opportunity to beat Dick Blumenthal and flip Connecticut red, but it matters who we nominate tomorrow. I am asking for your support tomorrow, Tuesday, August 9th, and now it is my great pleasure to introduce the man who endorsed me for the U.S. Senate here in Connecticut, President Donald Trump.
Well, thank you very much, Leora, and hello, Connecticut. Very special to be with you. This is going to be an exciting race, and I think Leora is going to win because he is among the worst. How when he gets away sanctimonious, he's just a terrible senator. He's mocked all over Washington, and I think this is going to be a tremendous race, but first we have to win a primary. So I want to talk to you about that primary tomorrow taking place in your state. It's Tuesday, August 9th, tomorrow, go out and vote. I'd like you to vote for Leora Levy. Leora Levy is a person I've known for a long while. She's a great person, and she'll be a phenomenal senator. As you heard a little bit, Leora is an incredible success story. She's been fighting for the Republican Party for 40 years, including as a national committeeman, and she was one of the ones that said, let's change that word to committee woman. And she got it done. And from always representing Connecticut, since 2016, she was in Havana, Cuba. She, as you know, fled the communist revolution early on with her wonderful family. She's got a great family and was determined never to allow America to become a socialist country, like is sort of happening right now. We had it going like nobody's ever seen. 2 years ago, energy independent. Rebuilt our military, we're respected all over the world, strong borders, and we didn't have that disaster that took place in Afghanistan, the worst pullout anyone's ever seen, leaving 85 billion dead soldiers and American citizens behind. Think of it. Leora is running to replace Connecticut's joke of a senator. I call him Donang Dick Blumenthal, who's really been terrible for so many years. It's amazing he's gotten away with the Sanctimonious Act. Blumenthal bragged again and again that he was a brave war hero in Vietnam. I mean, who would have ever thought it was possible that he was the single biggest thing he used to talk about? But it was later found out that he had never even been there. In fact, when I went there to negotiate with Kim Jong-un, when I stepped down on the land, I said, I've now spent more time in Vietnam than Dick Blumenthal. But all he talked about was that, despite this disgraceful, tearfully admitting that he lied, he told a lie, he lucked out. He got by the election by a very small amount, and he went out, and now his name is soiled all over, and you have a chance to do something really great. So we can't forget what Blumenthal did. You don't change your character, and his character is just absolutely, absolutely horrible. Leora, on the other hand, and you know what's going on, and you've been seeing it, is against a total rhino named Thamos Claridis. I don't know. That's an interesting name, isn't it? Who is backed by establishment sellouts and rhino really losers like Charlie Baker. You know, I got him out. I backed somebody else in the Republican primary, and Charlie Baker quit. Serious rhino. Larry Hogan, the same. And Chris Christie. Chris Christie had a 9% approval rating when he left New Jersey. And that's about all she's got. That's about all the people that she's got back in. And Lior's got tremendous support. Not just me, tremendous support. But the other would be a disaster, an absolute disaster for the Republican Party. And actually, she won't beat Blumenthal. Leora will beat Blumenthal, because ultimately it's all about that. She'll fight. She's funded. She's going to be incredible. So a couple of things very quickly. Leora will fight to stop inflation and the Biden administration's war on American energy like nobody's ever seen. It's the dumbest. That may be the dumbest war of all, where he goes to Saudi Arabia to beg for oil. He wants to beg for oil, but we have more liquid gold under our feet than any other nation. And Leora will restore energy independence. We were energy dominant, actually, just 2 years ago. She'll vote to secure our border and stop illegal immigration. She'll defend free speech, our great constitution, and the Second Amendment. And she will work to crack down on violent crime, support our police officers, and restore public safety. So again, tomorrow's election day, and I hope you can all get out and vote for somebody that you're going to be really, really happy. And you're going to look back and say that was one of the best votes you've ever taken. And she's going to, in turn, beat Dunang, Dick Blumenthal, and she will beat him and beat him soundly. She's got tremendous support. Her numbers are through the roof. So, Leora, congratulations on what's happened over the last 2 weeks. It's incredible. You're like a rocket ship. So go out and win this tomorrow, and then you have to go out and get Dick Blumenthal. And thank you very much. I'm going to hand it back to you. And, Leora, good luck.
Thank you so much, Mr. President. I will fight, and I will win the primary, and I will defeat Dick Blumenthal. And I appreciate your support tremendously. Thank you. Thank you, President Trump, for everything you have done for our country. My favorite quote of yours is, "No nation has done more to advance the human condition than the U.S., and no people has done more to promote human progress than the citizens of our great nation." You are a true patriot. You love our country, and you have done so much for our country. We were all so much better off 2 years ago when gas prices were under $2 a gallon. We were not begging our enemies like Saudi Arabia and Iran and Venezuela to increase their oil production. We were respected in the world, and we were energy independent. In fact, we were a net exporter. We all know it was President Trump's great policies that made that happen. When President Trump was in office, you demonstrated peace through strength. Our adversaries feared our strength. They did not laugh at us when President Trump was in office. Instead, Joe Biden has made us weak on all fronts, and Dick Blumenthal has served as his loyal rubber stamp. I am honored to have President Trump's endorsement. With your vote, I will bring home a victory tomorrow, and tomorrow we will then defeat Blumenthal in November and secure a Republican majority for the next president of the United States. Let's go vote, and let's make Connecticut great again.
Thank you, Leora, and thank you, President Trump, for a wonderful message. Please use your phone's keypad to answer the poll question. Here is your poll question this evening. Can President Trump count on you to vote tomorrow, August 9th, in the primary election for Leora Levy for United States Senator? Press 1 for yes, press 2 for no, press 3 for undecided. We look forward to hearing from you. Again, your poll question this evening is, can President Trump count on you to vote tomorrow, August 9th, in the primary election for Leora Levy for United States Senator? Press 1 for yes, press 2 for no, press 3 for undecided. Thank you to all that participated in the poll question. Leora, do you have any closing remarks?
Yes, I just would like to tell everybody to please go to my website, leora4ct.com, and you will be able to find your polling place. There should be a tab for that. And we've also sent emails to everybody on our list with something to click on to find your polling place. So if you're unsure where to vote, please go to one or the other. And I'm so excited. The momentum is palpable, and I'm just really looking forward to tomorrow. It's the first time my name has been on a ballot, and I will make all of you very, very proud. Thank you so much for joining me tonight, and thank you again to President Trump.
All right, thank you. We appreciate you spending your evening with us. This will conclude tonight's Tell Rally. Thank you.